Mid-Island Pacific Rim MLA Josie Osborne is taking on one of the most complex portfolios in the provincial government as British Columbia's new Minister of Health. But the former Tofino mayor, who is entering her second term in the BC legislature, says she is more than up to the challenge. Premier David Eby unveiled his new cabinet during a ceremony on Monday, November 18. Osborne has switched roles with former Health Minister Adrian Dix, who is moving out of that role after almost 8 years to be responsible for the Ministry of Energy and Climate Solutions. "It's kind of neat that we've, in a sense, switched roles, so we'll both be able to provide that support to each other," said Osborne in an interview with the Alberni Valley News. "I'm really looking forward to building on the work that he's done." She acknowledged Dix's work in supporting British Columbians through the largest public health crisis in provincial history, the COVID-19 pandemic, and praised his work attracting new doctors and nurses in the province, especially with the opening of a new medical school at Simon Fraser University in Surrey. "I'm really grateful to be following on his leadership," she said. "Our health care system is something that touches every single person's life. It's an enormous responsibility, and it's something we heard very clearly about from British Columbians during the campaign. We have so much work to do to continue to strengthen the healthcare system and make sure that people have access to healthcare services that they need and deserve, and I am fully dedicated to this work." Osborne brings a unique perspective to the role, as a resident of a rural community and former mayor of a small town. She spent several years as the chair of the Alberni-Clayoquot Regional District's Hospital Board and also sat on the Alberni-Clayoquot Health Network for 6 years. She says this lens will be invaluable in her new role, especially in addressing some of the challenges that rural communities and Indigenous communities in particular are facing when it comes to accessing healthcare services, she said. "This is a signal from our government that it is all hands on deck to address the challenges that we face in the healthcare system." Some of the top priorities for Osborne include addressing the toxic drug crisis, addressing emergency room closures, particularly in rural communities, and helping people have access to primary care. She also wants to see more support for workers in the healthcare field. "Ultimately, this is about providing a service that British Columbians deserve and need," she said. "We heard that loud and clear throughout the campaign. I'm fully looking forward to the challenges, and some of the rewarding parts of the work that I know are to come."